This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And let's see what Darryl Carpenter's got going on this weekend before Christmas. Darryl, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, man, we're doing good, Don. We got the Christmas party scheduled to finish up on, so we're about to light the oven and start doing some baking.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, it looks like there's some calm conditions down along the coast, something we've been waiting for.
It is, Don, and, you know, it's been really slow as far as the customer data, or you know, just not a lot of people on the water. But those that are going are finding, you know, the redfish are really starting to stack up right alongside the sheephead. So we're, you know, having to travel way up north. I mean, it's just, that's where we've got our marsh left. So we're halfway between Lafitte and Grand Isle. But there's a, when you find them, you know, the redfish are starting to gang up in numbers. So it's hunt around and look. And when you do, it's a lot of keeper slot reds. So it's been a good, you're going to go find you some fish on the water. I mean, if you get out there, this is the time of the year you've got to bring your dead shrimp with you. You just have to do it because you've got to include your sheephead and your catch sometimes. But there's a few trout scattered in and mixed in with them. But mostly right now the target is redfish and sheephead.
Yeah. The trout that being caught, I am hearing some reports of some of the biggest trout that have been caught all year are showing up now. And this is not normally a time for the big trout because most of them have spawned out.
You are correct, Don. And look, you know, what was it? Just a couple of weeks ago, we had that, you know, there was a 27-incher caught offside the road right around the Fouchon area. You've got, you know, during the summer we had, in early fall, we had a lot of throwback fish, a lot of fish that were coming in under the slot limit. But I don't know, I haven't, you know, developed an opinion yet on quite what's changing, but when you do find trout, you're finding them to be some nice 18, 20-inch fish. And, I mean, yeah, I'm hoping that all those little ones survived. I hope, you know, the dolphins that need them all, because we need some numbers coming up the next couple of years to help us recover from that freeze. But when you are finding them, yes, they're really nice fish.
Yeah, and I don't know what the explanation for that is. Who knows? But they're certainly welcome to come in. What are you hearing on redfish?
Well, that's, you know, that's what it's been. I mean, we're starting to see an uptick in the redfish, and maybe it's the regulations that are working. Maybe it's the decrease in effort. But, you know, I mean, for a couple of years, we kind of were hurting for redfish, and now they're starting to show up more in our area. And like I said, whenever you do find them, sometimes you've got to spend some time looking because they're ganging up in schools, and there's not a whole lot of stragglers here and there. But usually when you find them, you stick with that pattern. And, you know, you're putting together a good box. And, I mean, it doesn't take much to put together a good box now with the new regs. So, you know, just stick with them. I mean, we're finding them moving a lot right now. So if you hit an area that's holding redfish and, you know, you fish it and move on for a little while, don't be afraid to go back and hit that area a second time because the schools seem to be moving around. And when you find conditions they like, whether it be a rock jetty, an oyster reef, a deeper hole, it hasn't been cold enough yet to push them real deep. But, you know, go back and hit that area again. Give it a break. Give it an hour or two. And then go back and hit it again, and we're finding that sometimes it's reloading.
Good. Darryl, a good stocking stuffer would be a trip with Darryl Carpenter. And not just for the recipient, but the person buying it might include themselves. Make it a trip for two. That way you get to spend some time together. You give a great gift, and you can pick the time, the date that you want to go. So tell them how they can get you a gift certificate to go fishing with you.
Well, we do ours. You know, when we do sell them, we do them personalized. So it's best with a phone call at 225-937-6288. But other than that, they can find all the information on the website at realscreamers.com. And like I said, we try to personalize our gift certificates when we do them. So we usually do them over the phone by order.
All right, very good. Well, Darryl, keep that turkey moist, and y'all enjoy your holiday, and we'll be talking to you next Saturday morning.
Don, I actually found a copy of the USDA old schoolhouse recipe book. We're doing the old schoolhouse yeast rolls, if you remember them from our age group.
Wow, do I? Yeah. Save me one.
Hey, you got it, brother.
Let me know how they come out. We'll check with you next week. Thank you, Darryl.
Bye-bye.
All right, you can reach Darryl at 225-937-6288 and talk to him about gift certificate fishing or maybe cooking those old schoolhouse rolls. All right, we come back after the top of the hour. More fishing reports. We're going to talk to Lieutenant Colonel Clay Marquez about getting you into the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Academy to become an agent, and time is running out. We'll be back after this.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.